Blog Talk Radio.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. It's an actual show, but it's a test show to me because I am still working on perfecting the usage of a Blog Talk Radio's new system. We have an upgraded system right now, and I need to upgrade my browser. So, in a way, this is a test show for me because I did not just want to cancel the show, but to at least attempt to see if I can manage to work things out. Yesterday's show I did not broadcast, and I do not think the show is being heard in Blog Talk Radio land because I do not see the on-air light, because like I said, I need to upgrade my browser. And even though I cannot retrieve calls, I was going to attempt to open the chat room for the first time. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go into the chat room, and if you all can hear me, join me in the chat room. But yesterday's topic, a show topic, will be rescheduled to next week about cost of America. Today's topic is about couponing and discounting shopping. Do you pinch pennies? You know, being frugal, how important it is, you know, to be frugal. Not just being like tight wad, but being frugal. I thank you, if you can hear me in Blog Talk Radio land, for joining me this morning to spend a little quality time, important quality time with me. I've been checking out AM News, Morning Joe and other networks, and I'm tuned to Mike and Mike, and so big news is about the Dodgers. Filing for bankruptcy, protection, bankruptcy protection, and then wow, this now Bachman is officially a candidate for the GOP nominee. There's been so much Blagojevich. There's been so much news. But I'm going to go ahead and talk about, you know, couponing and discount shopping, and we're going to go into the chat room. Hopefully you all can hear me, and hopefully I will be able to hear the show so I can review it after it complete airing. So I just want to thank everyone for their support, and right now my views are over 19 grand. So thank you. I've been retweeting and reposting earlier shows, from the premiere show to other shows, because I need to retweet and post the show where I talk about the UFOs. We have to do another show about UFOs, because that is a very, and just, you know, stuff like the Loch Ness Monster and so on. But I enjoy talking about UFOs because, like I said in the show, I've seen a UFO before. My sister, my mom, and I. But we're going to talk about coupon and discount shopping. I hope you all can hear me. And if not, I hope that you can hear the archived edition of the program. I'm going to attempt to go into the chat room and see if something can happen in there. You know, I thank you all, too, the ones that have created listener username profiles also. So that's real cool. Oh, I see where a couple of people are in the chat room. So some can hear. So that's cool, even though I can't retrieve any phone calls. So, you know, this is really neat. I see a couple people in the chat room, so that's cool. A couple guests. That's really neat. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Report's chat room. There's a lot to cover, so I need not to leave. I hate it when there's just dry air out there, but I'm also maneuvering, working in the chat room. That's when it's good to have co-hosts and so on, where you can do whatever. But the phone line is not open, but the chat room. I knew you all would be responsive to the chat room, because I enjoy going into the chat room of other shows that I love and support. So we're talking about, you know, share your tips also. We're going to talk about haggling, shopping at outlet stores, just so on. I have always been the type of person to try to do my best budgeting with iCoupons, but the more and more I see, it is really neat to coupon and do rebates and so on. I'm just amazed at the people, like some of the news stories that I see, where people practically do their shopping for free because of how focused they are on couponing. Now, I'm a big into the discounting shopping, but wow, I mean, I can be good at the couponing, and if we want to pinch pennies, I guess it's real important to be focused. So there are websites to visit that I will be sharing with you, and some haggling tips. And then also, many of you know that I have experience on both sides, working in sales and marketing and retail stores as a sales associate, and in management. I, you know, worked in management with a department store and with a specialty store. And so it's really cool, and it's amazing what salespeople and managers can learn from customers. So there's some shopping secrets that I have learned from being on the salesperson side, but then also there are things, we all are consumers, so we all have a way of shopping and being frugal and staying on our budget. We all shop within budgets. So I'm going to stop rambling and go over some of these interesting websites. But I guess I'll go ahead and go over top 10 tips on learning how to haggle. And haggling is, some of you haggle and don't even know it. You're probably saying, what is haggling? So, you know, that's when you look for a good deal. When you talk to the salespeople and the management and if you're online, you know, try to find out a better deal. I'm talking to my guest in the chat room. Some of your shopping success secrets. I am asking, and I ask you who are listening, because you might decide to get in the chat room, what are some of your shopping success secrets? Really? So, that's the question that I have. If you can hear me, what are some of your shopping success secrets? And the ones that are in the chat room, asking them the same thing. But, wow, looking at these top 10 tips, I have really become familiar and confirmed that I am definitely a haggler. I've been a haggler, I guess, since I was a little girl. So visit couponing.com/OD/bargain-shopping-tips/haggle. That's HAGGLE. That is the website that I got this top 10 tips on learning how to haggle. And I love that website. They share so much informative information. But number one, think savvy, not cheap, you know? Stay focused on meaning, stay focused on the end result of all the money that can be saved, you know, through your haggling. And two, be nice. And now I think I talked about this a few weeks ago when we were talking about shopping on a budget, and how I said it's important to be nice when you're out shopping. I know you can talk about sales, people being rude, but it's important as a customer, as a consumer, to be nice. I mean, if you're just a regular customer, but if you're a haggler, it's really important to be a nice haggler, because that's how you can get your most information and be successful at getting the best deal that you can. So good hagglers are always upbeat, polite, and patient. You know, it takes patience, because sometimes you have to wait for the salespeople or the management to come down. You have to wait for them to search and look for the information so they can scan it to see if it's a sale on it, or if they can, or wait for authorization from a manager or another leader in the store to give authorization if they can give a discount. So it's important to have patience. And I've tweeted and posted these tips also on Twitter and on my Facebook and Tumblr and LinkedIn pages, okay, in their entirety. Three, avoid an audience. You know, don't make a scene. Don't make a scene. You're like, hey, you know, we all been shopping and people be like, hey, I want a discount. Can I get a discount on this? This right here torn. You know, don't be loud. Don't avoid an audience, because when you do that, don't everybody else, all the other patrons and customers, they feel they deserve a discount and sale too. I mean, a cheaper price. And then that puts the manager or the salesperson or whomever in a position, and then you're probably not going to get that deal or that extra discount, you know, really. So this is what is under that. Note, haggling quietly and out of earshot of other patrons. Well, allow the person in charge, that means the salesperson or the management, in charge to be more flexible and agreeing to a bargain, you know? And four, do the research. Good hagglers take time to research products, services, and prices before they buy. And you all know I love researching, period. You see, I put time into researching for the shows, and really I could put more time in it because researching is so important. That's one reason why the show is called Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Ever since I was a little girl, I have loved essays and writing reports and interviewing people and doing research. And they are reports, literally reports. I do my best not to spread any rumors or gossip or so on. And then if there is something that needs to be kept confidential, I am that person. If people... Some people might not like me, but one thing people can say is I do my best to keep my word, and if something is not meant to be, you know when people say you don't tell nobody, if you tell me don't tell nobody, 9 times out of 10 I'm not going to tell anybody. 10 out of 10, you know. So I'm just saying, do the research. Good hagglers take time to research products, services, and prices before they buy. Really, you want to know your part. Because I know working in sales and in management, I have talked to some customers, and you all, and I have been in the position too. Some of you might have special items that I've kept an eye on. Sometimes customers know more than the people that work in the store because you've had your eye on this particular item. And you'll say, well, I know. Because I know you all received this in stock on such and such day, and blah, 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 this should be marked down. So, you know, that's research when a person talks like that. Apparently you know what you're talking about, you know. So do your research. 5, ask about future markdowns. And, you know, that's why, again, like a few weeks ago when we were talking about shopping on a budget, it is important for you to communicate with salespeople and employees at stores. You know, remember, people are there for you to service you regardless of how some people might act when they're at work or having a bad day. You know, people are there to service you and to sell you products. Remember, store employees are often given a heads up about what and when things are being marked down. A bold haggler will inquire about certain products. Like, hey, I've been having my eye on this certain item. When do you think it will be marked down? Or will you all be having a percentage sale off anytime soon? And, you know, a lot of times salespeople would tell you, I have been in that position where, oh, yeah, matter of fact, if you want to gamble the chance to get it at a better deal, we do have a sale that will be occurring in the next couple weeks. Or they might tell you, yes, we're going to do a markdown next week. And, you know, and another secret, too, you know, sometimes, I know many of you already know this because you're savvy shoppers, but a lot of times when sales maybe start, like when they're advertised, oh, this particular weekend sale is going to start on Friday, week 3-day sale, Friday through Sunday. You know what? Sometimes you can get those items the night before. This is my real hardcore shoppers know. Because the stores take their time and put out the items and the displays and everything the evening before. So if you go shopping like 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, you know, that evening time, 9 times out of 10, you'll probably be able to get the item. And then, or you might can tell the salesperson, I know the sale is starting, if you don't see any signs up yet, but 9 times out of 10, signs and everything are up. That way you get the sale item, and then you know your item will be in the store. But sometimes you can tell a salesperson, I know the sale is starting tomorrow. And, you know, sometimes a salesperson will put something back for you. You know, that's all in negotiation, aiding and getting, you know, a good deal and haggling and so on. So that's real important. 6, ask about coupons. Coupons and bounce backs. Bounce backs are the coupons that they give to you for use on a later day. You know, we all get those, you know, well, you can... come back between this date or come back in within the next 2 weeks or so on, and you can get the coupon or whatever the coupon is for, a discount or whatever. They're very popular now. Coupons and bounce backs are very popular. Coupons have always been popular at almost all retail stores and outlet centers. Hagglers always ask if there is a coupon available before they buy. You know, because sometimes you might not know something's on sale, and then you find out once you get to the store, or you might have left your coupon at the house or whatever. A lot of times coupons are right there at the register. But it's important to ask because cashiers and salespeople, they're busy. And if you don't already know about it, they're not shopping for you. So it's important to ask because you never know. And 7, look for fixable flaws for extra discounts. Now, this is really, it's like a favorite of mine. It's kind of similar to what I shared with you all a few weeks ago when we were talking about shopping on a budget, but that you can buy certain items that maybe need to be repaired, and it's still a good deal if it's not like a major repair. Like if you have a good seamstress and something has a little snag in it or something. But back to that, like if something has a flaw in it, you can get an extra discount. Perfect example, I was buying some dog food in my local Family Dollar about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And really, it was priced, the dog food was priced at $5. And some of the others were $6, a different type. But it was a tour on the bag. And the cashier had charged me $6, but it said $5 on the bag. And the one reason why I didn't mind getting it also is, I said, the bag is torn. And so, it was the only bag of dog food like that, but the others were different, and they were $6. And so I told the sales lady, I said, reason why I was encouraged to get this bag is it's torn anyway, and then it was $5, So, she went ahead and said, but it really was $5. So I don't know if she took anything else or not, but sometimes you don't even have to ask, because I've been in stores and stuff be damaged, and they mark it down. They mark items down. But, you all know in department stores if a button is missing or a belt is missing. And a lot of retailers, especially stores and department stores, they can allocate at least 10%. They don't go around telling everybody, but if there's a belt missing or a little snag or a button missing, most stores would give you a 10% discount. If they don't offer it to you, you ask them. Say, hey, this is a little flaw. Can't you take a look? Even if it's marked down on sale, it does not hurt to ask. Really. So that's a real important point. Now, I hope you all can hear me in Blog Talk Radio land. There are people in my chat room, but they're not chatting. So I guess they're listening and so on. Because I want to hear some of you all shopping tips, because many of you are fierce when it comes to couponing and discount shopping and haggling and everything. Yes. So like I said, you look for the fixable flaws for extra discounts. Shopping the imperfect racks is a great place to find merchandise to heckle for dollars. Examples are dents, blemishes in wood, like I said, a button missing. And to be honest, it states that retailers are usually happy to get rid of damaged goods, and that is true. Eliminating sale of that inventory, that's really cool. 8, learn to read the ticket. Many times the price ticket contains the date or the season the item arrived at the store. And if you notice that something is out of season and you don't know what the price is, it might still, sometimes garments or items, pass the process of being marked down. Bring it to the salesperson's attention. you know, sales employees and management, they can, you know, find out. I know this because I worked in retail and sales and so on. Sales employees can find out if items are in or out of season if they don't already know. And sometimes the same item, it might be an item that came last season, but it might be the same item and it came the current season. But then sometimes you might wonder, well, why is it a different price? Because they're the same item. It's because one item arrived at the retailer in another season. So it doesn't hurt to find out if, you know, and look at the ticket, and then if it makes you wonder, ask the salesperson to scan it and find out. And sometimes, I'm telling you, when you work in a, whatever type of business, retail store, from clothes to furniture, so on, salespeople and management, they live and breathe the products. So sometimes the employees and management, they know the top of their head. Yeah, that came a couple seasons ago. Yeah, it's supposed to be marked down. My bad. You know? And 10, no, 9, be prepared to leave empty-handed. Good hagglers know when they have not reached a deal and know when to walk away. That's, you know, purpose of haggling. So in 10, know the markdown policies. Knowing the markdown policies and the return policies, you know, markdown policies, return policies, knowing the markdown policies of the store help hagglers save money. This brings up one last important point. Hagglers never throw away receipts. Now, that's something that I don't throw away receipts really, but that's one thing that people should perfect. I need to perfect. There are some people who are experts at receipts. Because you know the markdown policy. If you bought something, you might have bought an item the day before and then went back in the store. On a Tuesday, you might have bought something, and then on that Saturday, go in the store, and that item is on sale or marked down. Then a lot of times you have your receipt, you can get that item at the markdown price. So that's what that tip is talking about. Now, tomorrow's topic, and hopefully I will have the system perfected, will have my browser upgraded. So I'm praying that you all hear me in Blog Talk Radio Land. But tomorrow's show is about home-based businesses and the down and upside of self-employment. And Thursday, what are VCs, venture capitalists? What are angel investors? Define angel investors. Friday, Romantic Love and Money, and Saturday will be the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Yesterday's show that was scheduled, that I will reschedule, was about the cost of living in America. And I only have a couple more minutes, and I hope you all can really hear me. And thank you to everyone who came in the chat room. Quite a few came in the chat room. I want to share a few websites with you all. There's number one, coupons and online coupon codes and discount shopping promos. That's the headline for this site. And I visit these sites, too. Coupons.com. There's retailmenot.com, couponalbum.com, thegroceryalbum.com, bestonlinecoupons.com, goodbazaar.com, thesavvyhousewives.com, freeprintablecoupon.com, freecouponcart.com, overstock.com, couponcraze.com, moneycrashes.com, /free-discount-grocery-coupons.com, and shopathome.com. And it's good also, this is something that I've enjoyed my entire life, shopping at designer and factory outlets. Here in Mississippi, what came up from my research this morning, Vicksburg and the coast have good outlets. And right now, Jackson, on the outskirts of Jackson, there are some good outlet stores and on the edge of Jackson. And then also, there's just outlet stores and factories just pretty much everywhere. You can Google for those in your area. I might have tweeted a list. But what's up with you all? Have a great Tuesday. The show is ending right now, and I'm doing my best to stay within the duration of the time. I thank you so much for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. God bless, and until next time, be good, and thank you.